Most of the time when we report about science, we tell you about something scientists think they know. But today, we're going to talk about a new study that underscores how much scientists admit they don't know, in this case, about life in the ocean. NPR's Joe Palca has more.
4 years ago, Craig Venter had an interesting idea. He's the geneticist and entrepreneur who sequenced his own human genome. Here's the idea. Get on your yacht. He has a very nice one. Sail out into the ocean, take a water sample, bring it back, and sequence all the DNA of the microorganisms in the sample. So he did that, and the results were astonishing. The DNA revealed thousands of previously unknown organisms. Then he supersized that simple idea, sailing his yacht around the world, taking samples, and bringing them back to the Venter Institute in Rockville, Maryland, where Douglas Rush took over. Rush says they have samples from all over.
From coastal environments, mangroves, swamps, even freshwater lakes, but mostly it's open ocean sites.
As in the first study, the microbe hunters sequenced the DNA of whatever microbes were in each sample.
We don't know what's there. We just take all the DNA and look at everything at once.
And as Rush and his colleagues report in the online edition of the journal PLOS Biology, a lot of the sequences they found in their samples were a complete mystery.
Only about 15 to 20% of our data can be associated with known microbes in any way at all.
One thing that particularly surprised the researchers was the amount of variability there appeared to be even among microbes of the same species.
If you could look at a microbe, if we could recognize them just by looking at them, each microbe would be about as different as any two people in the world would be if you picked them out at random.
Obviously related, but still quite different. As impressive as Rush's mountain of data is, marine biologist Edward DeLong says you can only learn so much by sequencing DNA.
One shouldn't be misled in terms of thinking that we will understand the nature of our world just by looking at genomes.
DeLong says the long-term value of the new study is that it combines genomics with detailed environmental information, so you know exactly where the microbe was living when you captured it. Open ocean, close to shore, cold water, warm water. The combination should help scientists get a better understanding of life in the oceans. And that's critical, because understanding ocean ecosystems is crucial for understanding global climate.
You know, on an annual basis, gigatons of CO2 and other greenhouse gases and the elements cycle through these systems. And the engines that drive all that are the microbes.
DeLong says scientists are just developing the analytical tools that will help them make sense of the deluge of data pouring in. Doug Rush says only one thing is clear at this point.
In just about any way you can look at it, the microbial world is far more complex than we had ever appreciated before.
And to sort it all out, that probably means more time toiling in front of computers and less time sailing around the world on a yacht. Joe Palca, NPR News, Washington.